Good day. My name is Michelle. Welcome to the Market Watch on Nova's Business Report. Today is Tuesday, the 29th of October, and I have Cheryl with me in Vula. Thank you very much for talking to me. And in anticipation of the midterm budget, yesterday we heard it was moved to one day out. Cheryl, what can we expect? What do you think will be announced? And do you think there will be any specific new items in the run-up to the election?
So thanks for having me. With regards to the budget, I think that there's the government has taken a new approach to how they relay information in the midterm and also in the main budget that comes out in March. The midterm budget now is actually more supposed to be surrounded by new policy decisions that the government is anticipated to undertake. So some of the stuff that was spoke about in the budget that took place in April or March, I can't remember the date specifically, but some of that stuff will have further details. Specifically, one of the things that I'm very interested to hear about is how they intend to implement the dividend tax that's going to be put onto businesses. Also, on top of that, there's new policy that needs to be understood, specifically around how the government intends on managing the public enterprises. And also around the information that with regards to the sovereign wealth fund, when will the bill be implemented and everything around that. But yeah, it's very interesting to see what will happen.
Okay, so on the dividend tax, just to remind our listeners that there is currently a 10%, that's a 10% withholding on interest now, but there's currently no dividend tax, but they have indicated that there will be some form of a dividend tax, but they have not been specific or what?
Yeah, they have. I think they, if I remember correctly, they want to introduce around 10% dividend tax. So that's 10% if a company were to pay out dividends to its shareholders. I am personally, there's many people on the fence about this. Some people say it's standard practice. I think it's probably bad because at the end of the day, you're disincentivizing people investing into companies. At the end of the day, you want your country to be a net beneficial to an investor. So if like right now, maybe it doesn't have a dividend tax, so people will happily will look at that as a positive. So if you take away that makes a barrier to entry for investors. But a lot of those policies need to be clarified in this budget. And that's something I'm looking forward to most.
Yeah, I guess also with the corporate tax coming down with 2% over 2 years, you know, that creates a shortfall in a certain degree. Tell me quickly on the state-owned enterprises. Do you foresee any privatization almost to the same level as NTC or not?
With regards to the state-owned enterprises, I don't see any privatization needs. There definitely is need to privatize those companies. But however, I don't see any need from the government perspective to privatize them. Most of the SOEs that are on the books are being managed okay. They could be managed way better. If I remember correctly, last I saw NWR was actually now finally turning a profit again. But I don't think that they will come to market with regards to selling any of those valuable assets. I do think, however, it would be important to privatize a lot of those companies. One thing that the midterm budget also, and thanks for reminding me, should probably make some more clarity on is the government's attempts to actually lower their stake in MTC. And last time I checked, they were sitting around 55%. They said they want to take that number below that, but they haven't given any clear indication. And as I said, this is the point of the midterm budget, is to explain these policies that they're trying to implement.
And a new airline?
The new airline. Oh, so that's actually one thing that we saw actually in one of the incumbent party Swapo's manifesto, that they want to reintroduce in Namibia. I could think of easier ways to burn money, but that's something that they intend to do. I'm hoping specifically that won't be something that the government puts forward, especially due to the fact that this isn't the time to politicize the budget for specific party means. However, we'll see what they say. I can't really comment if anything will come up from that.
In the run-up to the election, yeah. Okay, do you expect maybe more clarity around the taxes in the oil and gas industry or sort of agreements in that sector?
Yeah, so one of the issues that I think the government was having with a lot of the oil majors is that they were trying to get clarity on basically the fiscal stability clause, sorry, which essentially means that they were going to sign a contract with these oil majors that no matter what happens in the government, that these are the rules that they will play by. I don't think that that will come into fruition yet. I think, in my personal opinion, I think that a lot of the oil majors are going to wait till the elections are done and they have some clarity on the political climate in Namibia. And then from there, maybe we'll get clarity on what's happening specifically in the oil industry.
Okay. And then lastly, just on the sovereign wealth fund, you say that you anticipate or you hope that there will be more clarity around it, but there has been some contributions already or not?
Yeah, so the government initially seeded the sovereign wealth fund. I can't remember by how much. I think it was around 60 million or so. And it's grown significantly. But the idea with the sovereign wealth fund is that they need the sovereign wealth fund bill, sorry, or act, is that they need to make specific clarifications of how much money needs to be put away to the intergenerational fund that exists in the sovereign wealth fund. So they want to do it by specific resource or specific sector. And a certain amount of that money, of the, let's say the royalties generated in diamonds or oil or uranium, specific amount, that, which we don't know, that the sovereign wealth fund needs to address, needs to be put into that sovereign wealth fund. And I think the earlier we get this process ahead, the better it will be for the country.
Yeah, okay. Cheryl, thank you very much. Let's see what they will announce, the Ministry of Finance. Looking forward to that. Thank you, as always, for talking to me. And maybe next time we can do a follow-up to analyze what has been said. Thank you very much, Cheryl.
Thanks for having me.